Sure. It's actually it's a new announcement for sure, but it's something we've been working on for some time, and it's a central part of our overall business plan to be vertically integrated, and that means to match a new mine in Saskatchewan with a specific market. In this case, our target is Brazil, and this announcement was just to update our shareholders and the public in terms of our progress in that respect. And we have signed these term sheets with 12 separate groups, and they're actually end users of potash. They're not sales or distribution groups. They're the actual end users that accounts for almost 150,000 tons of the original planned 250,000 tons per year of production. So it's a good. It's not complete, certainly, and there's lots of work yet to do on these particular term sheets. In terms of turning them into a formal offtake agreement, but it's a very good step in the right direction for us. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it must be a gratifying and confidence boosting step. Would that be accurate? At least something you assumed was going to happen. Now it appears is happening.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. We've been saying it in a more formal sort of way. We've been saying it validates our business plan. It's something that we've built our ideas around, and now we're starting to get the end users who need to be part of this vertical partnership agreeing with us and making commitments in that regard.
Now what happens?
Well, there's a couple of things. We're still in development stages. So our plan has always been to first secure the market side, which this announcement goes some ways to accomplish. Now we need to bring the project side along. So that's the Saskatchewan side. So we'll be out to raise financing and do a little bit of drilling and seismic and complete the feasibility study. So that's the next steps that will occur in the area, in the Crake area. We'll also begin some work around the environmental and regulatory licensing work that needs to be done for the project. At the same time, we'll certainly continue our work to fill up the remaining 100,000 tons of the plant capacity and also begin the process of turning these term sheets into formal offtake agreements.
Would it be accurate to still say that in terms of the location for the mine, it's you've got a general location but not yet a specific one?
That's it, exactly. It will take the drilling and the seismic yet for us to be able to actually pin down a specific location for the plant site and the initial mining area. It is planned, though, to be in the same Crake region.
I know the last time we did a story on this, I guess we didn't speak with you, but it was just coming off of a public meeting that was held in Crake. Have there been any further meetings since that time with the community?
No, there hasn't been any specific meetings in Crake. There's been informal phone calls and discussions with various landowner owners in the area, but nothing formal. We'll certainly be doing some meetings with the town council, the RM council, and there will be several more, no doubt, public meetings in Crake to keep everybody in the area up to date on what the status is. The overall message is that we're very pleased to see that our business plan is being accepted and supported by the market side folks, in this case in Brazil, and that encourages us to move ahead with project development in Saskatchewan.
Just refresh me, Mike, I guess, in terms of target date, a rough target date when you'd hope to have production begin?
It's about a 2.5 year process from today to production. So where that takes us to late, very end of 2017, as of today. And that presumes that there's no further obstacles, financing or land lease issues or other items that may delay us.